This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you work at home, you've got a couple of options. You can literally work at home in a home office, maybe, or at your dining room table, or you can go down to the local coffee shop. In some cities, though, there is a third option, something called co-working, basically a shared workspace with all the modern conveniences. Great, probably for getting things done, but as a business venture, maybe not so much, as Gigi Duban explains.
It's like a gym membership, only for your office. Pay a fee, daily or monthly, and you get a desk, a phone, a meeting space. And you still get the buzz of being around other working professionals. Steve King is a partner at Emergent Research, a consulting firm that tracks the co-working industry. He says don't expect co-working to go away anytime soon.
They haven't peaked yet. It's an industry that's actually continues to grow very rapidly. It's not a very old industry.
The economy has left more people working on their own and looking for a decent workspace. And as companies scale back, they're less willing to sign on to long-term leases.
They can expand or shrink as they need to because they're basically paying month to month.
Plus, King says, working from home has its challenges, namely distractions.
They take the dog for a walk, or they start snacking, or there's a repeat of Gilligan's Island on TV that they want to watch.
But King says, like any new industry, co-working has a pretty high degree of churn.
And churn is a nice way of saying a lot of businesses go out of business.
Atticus Rominger helped launch Social Venture last year in Birmingham. It's a co-working space that used to be a warehouse. You can pay $175 a month for a desk or $375 for a private office. He says after doing a little research, his company found plenty of people interested in renting space.
But we also found a lot of people who'd kicked the tires on co-working for many years and never really kind of took the bait.
In the last 5 years or so, at least three other co-working spaces in Birmingham have come and gone. Rominger says at Social Venture, renting out desks hasn't been a problem. But real co-working, where there's this close-knit group of workers collaborating, bouncing ideas off of each other, is different.
And that's something that we're going to really just have to grow into as we balance the desire to have this active and close co-working community with the realities of having a mortgage and operating a real estate venture.
In other words, Rominger says, the priority now for his co-working space is to find a profitable business model. That energy and feel-good vibe can come later. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.